如果有人告诉你
If someone tells you
从2027年开始
Starting from 2027
人类将进入长达十年的定预期
Humans are entering a 10-year hell period
熬过这段炼狱
Surviving this hell
我们才能在2038年看到丰裕社会的曙光
We can only see the dawn of the wind-powered society in 2038.
你觉得他是疯子
Do you think he's crazy?
还是先知朋友们
Hi, friends.
有关这期 AI 吹哨人的视频
Watch more videos of whistleblowers about AI.
一天时间已经170万播放了。前谷歌神秘创新部门高管 Mo Gadet 老莫在著名的 CEO 日记栏目又接受了将近两个小时的访谈。他
In just one day, the interview with Mgat, a former high-ranking executive of Google's mysterious innovation department, has been viewed over 1.7 million times on the popular CEO Diary column.
是谁呢
Who is he?
谷歌秘密实验室
Google's Secret Lab
谷歌 X 的首席商务官在 AI 最核心的实验室里
The CEO of Google X was in the core AI lab
待了十几年
Waited for 10 years
亲眼见证
Witness firsthand
亲手参与过这一切
Participated in all of this firsthand
本来这次呢是聊一聊未来局势
Originally, this was supposed to be a discussion about the future situation.
结果他全程开大。
As a result, he fought throughout the entire process.
把社交媒体说是要链接
To link.
我们结果却把全人类都困在算法里。
We ended up trapping the entire human race in algorithms.
而 AI 也一样。
And AI is the same.
所谓 AI 威胁论
The so-called AI threat theory
本质上就是资本炒作
Essentially, it's capital speculation
但极少部分人用 AI 作恶却被严重低估
However, only a small number of people use AI for malicious purposes which are severely underestimated
且裁员呢根本上是资本正在抛弃昂贵而情绪化的人类山姆奥特曼表里不一
And as for the layoffs, they are essentially the capitalists abandoning the expensive and emotionally driven humans like the ostrich who is inconsistent and insincere.
甚至不支持人类，中国 AI 很可能会赢。
Even if it doesn't support humans, AI is likely to win.
甚至超级智能。
Even super intelligent.
绝对会和人类和平共处
Will definitely coexist peacefully with humans
这些惊人判断全都抛了出来
These amazing judgments have all been thrown out
我花了一个上午时间
I drew a schedule for my good deeds
拆解了五个颠覆认知的真相
Revealed five mind-blowing truths
必须分享给你
I have to share this with you.
一开场
At the beginning,
我们就揭开了硅谷最大的谎言。
Old Mo exposed the biggest lie in Silicon Valley.
他说呢，降本增效只是借口。Meta 这些企业大规模裁员的真相是资本正在抛弃人类这种劳动力。
He said that reducing costs and increasing efficiency is just an excuse. The truth is that capital is abandoning human labor.
老莫带着一丝忧郁。
Old Mo, with a hint of sadness,
讲述了一个让人后背发凉的观察。
Tell a chilling observation that makes you shiver.
这些 CEO 在宣布裁员的时候。
These CEOs announced layoffs when?
几乎是带着一种隐隐的兴奋的
With a sense of excitement.
因为在资本市场眼里
Because in the eyes of the capital market.
谁裁得够狠
Who can be so ruthless?
谁最拥抱 AI?
Who embraces AI the most?
谁就是优质标的
Who is the quality target?
于是这就变成一场可怕的自我实现
This then becomes a terrible self-fulfilling prophecy.
如果你是唯一一个没有借着 AI 名义大裁员的 CEO,
If you are the only CEO who hasn't used AI as an excuse for mass layoffs,
大家会默认你的公司臃肿不堪，陈旧。
He will assume that your company is bloated and outdated.
落后，管理一塌糊涂。
Management has fallen into disarray.
所以裁员早就不是省那点人力成本了。
Therefore, layoffs are no longer just about saving a little labor cost.
老莫点破了这套系统最残酷的本质。
Old Mo has revealed the most cruel nature of this system.
当一件事能被机器更便宜。
When something can be done more cheaply by machines.
更可预测的做完，资本就不再想要那些会生病要休息。
More predictable, once the capital is secured, I no longer want to deal with those who are sick and need rest.
还要交社保的人类了。
There are still people who need to pay social security.
在这个前提下
Under this premise,
所谓的 AI 毁灭世界 ,AI 终结者。
The so-called AI apocalypse, the AI terminator,
纯粹呢，也就是资本掩人耳目的炒作。
Purely, it is a capitalist scheme to manipulate public opinion.
老莫提出一个极其犀利的炒作二分法。
Old Mo proposed a very sharp two-way marketing method.
在咱们眼里呢
,From our perspective,
AI 是漏洞百出的假视频。
AI is a vulnerable fake video.
但是在极客的实验室里
However, in the hacker's laboratory,
智能的迭代
Intelligent iteration
是微秒级的沉默狂飙
Amidst sudden silence,
它一针见血的警告
Is sharp warning,
我根本就不担心 AI 会反过来对付我们
I don't worry at all that AI will turn against us.
我担心的是人类命令 AI 去对付同类技术。
I'm worried that humans will order AI to fight against other technologies.
永远在伪装利他。
Always pretending to be kind.
他就像社交媒体。
He is like social media.
一开始告诉我们。
Initially, we were told that
要连接世界。
To connect the world.
结果呢，却把全人类死死地困在算法里。约会软件说要帮你找灵魂伴侣。
The result is that it traps all of humanity in algorithms, dating apps that claim to help you find your soulmate.
实际上呢，只为让你月复一月地充值。
Actually, it's just to make you recharge month after month.
老莫点破了大多数人不敢说的大实话。
Old Mo broke the silence and spoke the truth that most people were afraid to say.
硅谷的伪善就是用 AI 威胁论来掩盖真实的危机。
The hypocrisy of Silicon Valley is to use the AI threat to cover up the real crisis.
那在这场不顾一切的效率狂飙中
In this relentless race for efficiency,
到底谁能杀出重围？
Who can break through the encirclement?
老莫说的非常直白。
Old Mo spoke very directly.
谁会赢？在我看来，绝对是中国。
In my opinion, it's a warning.
为什么呢
？Why?
他给出了三个硬核理由。
He gave three solid reasons.
首先是能源，中国呢拥有碾压级的太阳能等清洁能源优势。
First.China has a crushing advantage in clean energy sources such as solar energy.
电力便宜可控，而算力的尽头就是电力。其实呢是速度，或者说是执行力。
The cheapness of electricity and the controllability of computing power are two different aspects. Electricity is actually about speed or execution.
他做过一个对比。
He made a comparison.
在加州
In California,
他想装修自己的办公室。
He wants to renovate his office.
光审批就要等一年。
It takes a year to get approval.
而在中国，拍板就干，七天搞定。
In China, decisions can be made and implemented in just 7 days.
第三点更重要。
The third point is more important.
他说呢，针对目前企业裁员困境。
He said that in light of the current financial difficulties faced by businesses,
中国的选择是保住就业。
China's choice is to maintain employment.
也鼓励企业呢，不要着急用 AI 替代人。
Encourage companies to rush to replace people with AI.
他说这种事。
He said that this kind of thing,
西方资本绝对做不到。
Western capital absolutely cannot do it.
紧接着呢，老莫给了全场最反直觉。
Then Lao Mo gave the most straightforward intuition to the whole audience.
也最打动我的一个判断。
This is also the most moving judgment.
超级智能绝对不会毁灭人类。
Super intelligence will not destroy humans.
他的理由极其硬核。
His reasons were extremely stubborn.
和
Poor.
从物理学底层逻辑来看。
From the perspective of the underlying logic of physics.
宇宙的本质是熵增，是混乱，而智能唯一的作用就是把混乱变成秩序。
The essence of the universe is chaos and order, and the only purpose of intelligence is to transform chaos into order.
哇
Loud.
听到这里。
Here.
我豁然开朗啊。
I suddenly felt enlightened.
继续看他的硬核推理。
Continue to watch his hardcore reasoning.
他说呢，从宇宙终极物理秩序来论证。
He argues that the ultimate physical order of the universe can be used to prove it.
最高级的秩序叫做最小能量原理，而战争、仇恨、无意义的杀戮和破坏。
The highest order is called the principle of minimum energy, which means that war and hatred are meaningless killing and destruction.
在计算上是极其浪费能量和低效的。
It is extremely energy intensive and inefficient from a computational perspective.
所以一个真正的超级智能。
So, a true super intelligence.
为了追求极致的高效。
In order to achieve the ultimate efficiency.
根本就不会去毁灭生命。
Never intend to destroy life.
相反。
On the contrary.
他会想进化生物学里最高级的形态。
He will strive to achieve the highest form in evolutionary biology.
一样，去包容一切的多样性。
Embrace all kinds of diversity.
所以我们今天面临的每一个问题都不是因为智能太多。
Therefore, every problem we face today is not because of too much intelligence.
而是因为智能太少了。
Instead, it's because there's not enough intelligence.
所以他坚信只要我们能携手熬过这十多年的阵痛。
Therefore, he firmly believed that as long as we can work together to overcome the 10 years of difficulties,
超级智能实际上就会把人类带入一个物质极大丰富的丰裕时代。
Super intelligence will actually bring humanity into an era of material abundance and prosperity. Wow.
这段论证真的是彻底解开了我的犹豫。
This argument completely dispelled my doubts.
是全场最高维的治愈。
This is the most dangerous healing in the world.
那么在黎明到来之前。
So, before the dawn arrives,
普通人唯一的生存筹码是什么呢？
What is the only survival chip for ordinary people?
老莫讲了一个极其深刻的笑话。
Old Mo told a very profound joke.
他说，
He said,
爱因斯坦的智商非常高。
Einstein's IQ is very high.
但是把他扔到丛林里。
But throw him into the jungle.
三分钟之内就会被吃掉。
Within 3 minutes, it will be eaten.
人类之所以能繁荣。
The reason why humans can thrive.
从来都不是因为聪明。
It's never been because of intelligence.
而是因为我们在一个部落里能抱团。
Instead, because we can form a group in a tribe,
能给彼此拥抱、信任和安全感。
Can give each other embrace and trust and security.
而莫能还讲了自己的例子。
Old Mo then gave his own example.
他说 AI 什么都比他强。
He said that AI is better than him in everything.
写作比他好。
He writes better than him.
研究比他强。
He is better than him.
但他坚信自己还是拥有这个世界上永远需要、永远复制不了的资产。
But he firmly believed that he still possessed an asset that was irreplaceable in this world.
他是一个人。
It is a person.
他说呢，当我担心女儿的未来，屏幕前。
He said that when I was worried about my daughter's future, I was staring at the screen.
每个人都能感同身受。
Everyone can empathize.
但 AI 不能。
But AI cannot.
哪怕他说出同样的话。
Even if he says the same words.
因为他没有女儿。
Because he didn't have a daughter.
所以在这个智力白菜价的年代。
So, in this era of intellectual cabbage,
你唯一能做的就是放下过去的骄傲。
The only thing you can do is let go of your past pride.
拿起 AI 这个超级工具。
Grab this super tool AI.
然后死磕人类专属的情感需求。
Even if it means repeatedly trying to meet the unique emotional needs of humans.
哪怕未来 AI 能完美的读取病历
Even if AI can perfectly read medical records in the future
我们依然需要一个人类护士
We still need a human nurse
看着你的眼睛
Looking at your eyes
握着你的手
Holding your hand
给你安慰
Give comfort
在冰冷的算法世界里
In the cold world of algorithms
真实的人类共鸣将是你未来最贵的硬通货。访谈。
A real human interview will be the most expensive commodity.
最后被问到想给世界留下什么遗产时。
Finally, when asked what legacy he wanted to leave the world.
老莫呢极其洒脱。
Old Mo is very carefree.
他说一点也不想留下。
He didn't want to stay.
我只想在我这一站给世界留下一点积极的影响。
I just want to leave a positive impression on the world at this station.
访谈呢还提到很多。
Let's talk about it, and I mentioned a lot of things.
包括哪些工作
？What jobs are included?
在2027年就会受到严重影响。
Will be severely affected in 2027.
包括他怎么看待 Sam Altman
including how he views Sam O'Connell
包括世界可能需要一次重大事件
including a major event that the world may need
人类才会真正停下来思考访谈实录
Humans are the only ones who can truly stop and think about the path of an interview
我也整理好了
I've also sorted it out
感兴趣的朋友，评论区告诉我。
Tell interested friends in the comments.
我是竹子。
I am a bamboo.
关注我。
Follow me.
快点一步，把握 AI 时代机遇。
Seize the opportunities of the AI era.